Harper Audio presents Our Dark Duet, a Monsters of Verity novel by Victoria Schwab. Performed by Therese Plummer. He who fights monsters should see to it that in the process he does not become a monster. If you gaze long into an abyss, the abyss also gazes into you. Friedrich Nietzsche. Hell is empty. All the devils are here. William Shakespeare, The Tempest. Prelude. Out in the waste stood a home, abandoned. A place where a girl had grown up and a boy had burned alive. Where a violin had been shattered and a stranger had been shot. And a new monster had been born. She stood in the house, the dead man at her feet, stepped over his body, wandered out into the yard, drew in fresh air as the sun went down, and started walking. Out in the waste stood a warehouse, forgotten. A place where the air was still full of blood and hunger and heat. Where the girl had escaped and the boy had fallen and the monsters were defeated. All except for one. He lay on the warehouse floor, a steel bar driven through his back. It scraped his heart with every beat. And black blood spread like a shadow beneath his dark suit. The monster was dying, but not dead. She found him lying there and pulled the weapon from his back, watching as he spit black blood onto the warehouse floor and rose to meet her. He knew that his maker was dead, and she knew that hers was not. Not yet. Verse 1. Monster Hunter. Chapter 1. Prosperity. Kate Harker hit the ground running. Blood dripped from a shallow cut on her calf, and her lungs were sore from the blow she'd taken to the chest. Thank God for armor, even if it was makeshift.
Turn right.
Her boots slid on the slick pavement as she rounded the corner onto a side street. She swore when she saw it was full of people, restaurant canopies up and tables out despite the brewing storm. Teo's voice rose in her ear.
It's catching up.
Kate backtracked and took off down the main road.
If you don't want a mass casualty event, find me somewhere else.
Half a block, then cut right, said B. And Kate felt like the avatar in some multiplayer game where a girl was chased by monsters through a massive city. Only this massive city was real. The capital at the heart of prosperity. And so were the monsters. Well, monster. She'd taken out one, but a second was heading her way. The shadows wicked around her as she ran. A chill twisted through the damp night and fat drops of rain dripped under her collar and down her back. Left up ahead, instructed B, and Kate bolted past a row of shops and down an alley, leaving a trail of fear and blood like breadcrumbs in her wake. She reached a narrow lot and a wall, only it wasn't a wall, but a warehouse door, and for a split second she was back in the abandoned building in the waste, cuffed to a bar in a blacked-out room, while somewhere beyond the door, metal struck bone, and someone left. Kate blinked the memory away as B repeated her instruction. But she was sick of running, and the door was ajar, so she went straight, out of the rain and into the vacant space. There were no windows in the warehouse, no light at all save that from the street.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?